from the Two Buffalo Studios in Sarasota, Florida. Welcome to Indigenous in Music. I'm your host, Larry Kay, from the Ho-Chunk Nation. Coming up in 30 minutes, our guest comes to us from Fort Erie, Ontario. Dan General, a.k.a. DJ Shub, is in the house. He is a writer, producer, and entrepreneur. He's been enjoying the success with the release of new singles and now drops us the total package. His new album is out, War Club, and we are about to jam with it. So until then, let's get ready and start spinning you 2 hours of the best of tunes from our Indigenous musicians. Let's do it. Let's start it with DJ Shub, calling all dancers.
Calling all dancers, let's put on her dancing shoe and boogaloo and the barbecue. It's good for you, live it up.
Music from DJ Shub, Dan General, calling all dancers. Music off his new album, War Club. And he'll be in our spotlight in 25 minutes. All right, music now from Stoic. Earth Abides. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music. music from DJ Crazy Cree. Hey, quick mention, you want to get a hold of me right now, feel free to text me at the Two Buffalo Studios talking text line, 936-NATIVES, 936-628-4837. Or you can email me at larry@indigenousandmusic.com, and let's hook it up. All right, Kelly Frazier, Sedna.
I'm Larry K.
We are Indigenous in Music.
What matters to him the most, but I
That was music from Eadse, and that was Somebody. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
40% of the Navajo Nation and Hopi face the pandemic without running water. The pandemic has shown how much our elders need our support. Forgotten People is a grassroots Navajo organization providing elders with water, firewood, hand washing stations, personal protective equipment, and food so they can stay home and stay safe. Help us protect them. To learn more, visit ForgottenNavajoPeople.org.
Did you know Indigenous in Music also accepts vehicles as donations too? The proceeds from the sale of your car, truck, SUV, RV, and even boat will help us continue our mission to support Indigenous entrepreneurs. To learn more on how you can donate a vehicle and how you can schedule for your free pickup, call us here at Indigenous in Music at 612-432-0057 or complete the online donation at indigenousinmusic.com and click on Make a Donation. Oh yeah, help us out.
Can't explain it to you if you don't know what a boss is. If you never been a boss, then you don't know what a boss needs. Step your game up. Heat Bag Records. John C. the General. Inez.
I'm that Winnipeg boy, these rappers, they know my name. I'm that native from the hood, the boss who sparked the game. I'm drawn to the flames, I'm cursed by the fame. Cause the city need a bad guy, so I'm the one they blame. If they see it through my lenses, you can take a perfect picture of how corrupt the system is and how they try to get you, try to set you up to fail. Got my innocence on bail, never been convicted once, so the truth will prevail. Now I'm smashing through the streets like an 18-wheeler. I make money off these beats, I'm a dope track dealer. So when words become actions, who you think go act realer? Got your back in this life, but life a silent killer. We still taking over, got the world on our shoulders. These ups and downs in life made my heart a little colder. When I'm lost, baby, only you know where to find me. I'm a boss, baby, I don't forget that you behind me.
Tell them how you want it, strong enough to own it.
Bossing every day, bossing every day.
Tell them how you want it, strong enough to hold it.
Bossing every day, big bosses, you ready?
Na, 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 your game on track, step by step, I got your back, just the way, hey, it's gotta be, baby, throw your hands up at me, hey, baby, if you're taking over like me,
let's go, tell them how you want it, strong enough to own it,
bossing every day, but bossing every day,
tell them how you want it, strong enough to hold it,
bossing every day.
Is you ready?
Tell them how you want it, strong enough to own it.
Bossing every day, bossing every day.
Tell them how you want it, strong enough to hold it.
Bossing every day, big boss, is you ready?
Na, 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 eh.
Bossing every day, bossing every day.
Na, 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 eh.
Bossing every day, big boss, is you ready?
Tell them how you want it, strong enough to own it.
Bossing every day, bossing every day.
Tell them how you want it, strong enough to hold it.
Bossing every day, big boss, is you ready?
That was music from Inez Jasper, The Takeover. Here's Firefly, Love and Light. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
What you gonna do?
Detroit, Northampton, White Earth, Fond du Lac, Fayette, Carson City, Birmingham. Nobody does it like Indigenous in Music. Music from DJ Bittman and you with Norma Norman. I'm Larry Kay. Hey, I want to steer you over to our music page, indigenousandmusic.com. Come over and check us out. It's been a while since you came over for a visit. You are now invited. That's our music page, indigenousandmusic.com. I'm Larry Kay. We're going to return with DJ Shub in the house, in the spotlight. We'll be right back. Places at once. That's why we're bringing to you our weekly podcast of Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay. Now on demand at indigenousinmusic.com. Welcome to our Indigenous in Music Spotlight. I'm Larry Kay. Tonight, our guest comes to us from Fort Erie, Ontario. Dan General, a.k.a. DJ Shub, is in the house. He is a writer, producer, and entrepreneur. He's been enjoying the success with the release of new singles and now drops us the total package. His new album is out, War Club. Ladies and gentlemen, let's welcome Mr. DJ Shub. How you doing, DJ?
Hey, how's it going, Larry?
Good to have you on the show.
Yeah,
finally, been years. I've been jamming to your music, and now the man is in the house. Right on.
thanks for having me.
Sure. And where are you calling in from tonight?
Fort Erie, Ontario.
Oh, you're back home in the house.
Yeah. Sweet. Yeah, back home.
Good deal. And what's the weather like? I always like to know.
Very cool. It's starting to get. We're starting to get that legendary snowfall that we're known for here in Fort Erie, but it's very cold up here.
Dang. I don't miss it.
Yeah, I guess not.
Yeah. Well, hey, it's your first visit. Why don't we start by telling our listening audience a little bit about yourself, and then we'll talk about your new album. So go right ahead, DJ.
Sure. Well, I was born in Buffalo, New York. I grew up in just across the river there in Fort Erie, Ontario. I grew up here. My family is from Six Nations, which is the reserve here in Ontario. I didn't grow up on the reserve, but I was there almost, you know, every weekend and mm-hmm. there a lot. I had lots of family there. So, Six Nations has a big place in my heart. I grew up here and been living here since I was just a little guy.
Sure. Sure. And then, when did you start with the turntables?
It started, in around, 2000. I started actually making music on my computer in 1998. My brother introduced me to this cool beat-making program I used to run through DOS on my Windows PC back in the day in 98. So mm-hmm. that really started me on my musical journey. And then I started DJing around 2000. That's when I started getting into DJing.
Wow.
It pretty much started from there.
Right on. And did you go to school? Who taught you all this?
Yeah, I went to a private school called Recording Arts Canada here in Hamilton, Ontario. It was a audio engineering certificate program. It was really cool. It was a lot of hands-on stuff, and it was a one-year program and learned a lot. I still in contact with a lot of those guys that I went to that school with, but
it helped you out.
Highly recommended for sure.
Right on. And your new album now, War Club. It's been a couple of years. I was reading since your last album. Great music.
Yeah, it's been about 2.5 years I've been working on this album, you know, ever since the release of my first EP. Right after that, I just started working on this album. So this is sort of like a collection of I didn't really intend to make an album.
Right.
But I realized that I had about 19 songs on my hand, and I says, well, let's just, you know, put this all together in one package and make it my first full length.
Right. And you got some guests. Who are they?
Yeah. I decided, you know what, having so many songs, instead of having, you know, a 19-track uh-huh. instrumental, you know, why not have some collaborators on the album? So I reached out to a lot of the friends that I've met along my journey as a musician. Bugat, Helen Back is another one from Winnipeg. Bugat mm-hmm. is from Montreal. Phoenix, she's a great lyricist. She's from Toronto. And and if you notice, we got a legendary Canadian rock legend on the album, Randy Bachman.
You know, it's funny. I seen him. He was my first concert I ever seen. Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Really?
When I was like 13.
Cool. Oh, wow. That's awesome.
For $3.50.
They're cheap tickets.
And you got Jules on. Jules is featured.
And I have my wife. Yeah, my wife, Jules. She is on one of the tracks called Back to the Land. And, you know, she has, if anybody's ever heard my music, it's her, you know, she hears the music from the ground up all the time. So it was great to finally get her on the album and introduce the masses to her.
Mm-hmm. Fun. I was listening to Pow Wow Dub with Stevie Sellis. I hear him strumming. Is he singing too?
Yeah, no singing. Just he just added a bunch of guitar to it. Legendary. Another legend when it comes to Indian country's greatest rock guitarist. He's up there.
Oh, yeah. Now, who was your musical inspiration growing up?
Growing up, it was a lot of hip-hop. My brother was a DJ, so he would he introduced me to tons of hip-hop when I was growing up. And so, you know, hip-hop was my biggest thing growing up. Fat Boys, you know, they were all Run DMC, that whole movement. You know, that's what inspired me to make hip hop music.
Sure.
And then when it came to DJing, my inspirations were like guys like Q-Vert, DJ Craze, you know,
okay.
These are all turntablist guys.
Yeah.
You know, they weren't like the club DJs. They were the underground turntables that I was inspired by.
Sure. So what's your favorite turntable?
Technics 1200,
right.
MK2.
Sweet.
They're
yeah.
the legend of the tank. They don't never die.
Oh, yeah. I was reading you used to play in your parents' basement. I did, too.
Yeah.
I still got the two Techniques.
We all start in our parents' basement. I think that's where all the music
starts. You miss playing live?
I absolutely do.
Yeah.
You know, I put on a stream. I like to stream every Friday, you know, to give back to anybody, all my fans and stuff like that, just to keep relevant, you know.
Sure.
And streaming is the best way to do that nowadays. So, I'm trying to stream, but it's not anywhere near as live performing in front of people. It's the energy you get from people moving to your music is something else that you can't get, you know, through streaming. But it's there. It's a useful tool. So you will use it.
Mm-hmm. DJ, do you have any advice for new musicians breaking into the scene?
You know, get yourself out there these days through streaming, through, you got SoundCloud, you know, you have these things that you can use as a tool. Social media is a great tool to get yourself out there nowadays, you know, and especially now. I tell this to so many people, musicians as well. Right now, the playing field is leveled, you know, right now,
right.
You know, like there's nobody, you know, you're promoting yourself as much as, some huge rock star can promote themselves, you know, like you can only do so much right now. So. It's a great, the times we're living in right now is a great leveling playing field.
Right on. DJ Shub is featured in the current issue of the Say magazine. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousandmusic.com and find out all about him. And I'd like to let our listeners know that we're speaking with Dan General, a.k.a. DJ Shub. His new album is out, and you can hear it now and find out all about him on his homepage at djshub.ca. DJ Shub, thank you for showing up tonight in our Indigenous and Music Spotlight. Great to have you on.
Yes, thank you so much, Larry, for having me. It was a pleasure.
Yes, we'll get you back on and keep us posted. Any new developments, I'll definitely blast them for us.
Fantastic.
We're going to play you a track from DJ Shub's new album. Here is Back in the Land.
Back.
That was music from DJ Shub, and that was Back in the Land. In case you're just tuning in, Mr. DJ Shub was just here and stopped by in our spotlight.
Welcome, welcome to Indigenous in Music.
That's music from DJ Shub and Northern Cree Singers. Indomitable. It's off the Powwow Step album. Hey, quick mention, if you missed part of today's show, you can always find us on the web. We're out there. SoundCloud, iTunes, and iHeartRadio. And don't forget to visit us on our music page, indigenousmusic.com. All right, here we go. Boogie and the Beat. This one's called Buffalo. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Hey, yo,
Brighton Quisk, Quincy. Keep it hopping. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Indigenous in Music with Larry Kay is now a part of something bigger. We have started a nonprofit 501c3 Indigenous in Music and Arts. Feature not only musicians, but arts and entertainment from our Indigenous peoples. To find out how you can be a part of this and become a member or donate, visit us at indigenousinmusicandarts.org.
Indigenous in Music and Arts presents our call to artists. We are in search of Indigenous artists who are interested in showcasing their works in our online virtual gallery. 2021 show dates are starting now. Visit us on our homepage at indigenousinmusicandarts.org and download your application today.
Join now and become a member of our Indigenous in Music and Arts community. Visit us at indigenousinmusic.com and choose from a variety of membership levels. Your support helps Indigenous in Music and Arts and its programs. Thank you for supporting us and our entrepreneurs.
Chicago, Round Mountain, Colorado Springs, Bloomington, Story, Lafayette, Harpswell, North Adams. Nobody does it like Indigenous in Music. All right, music now from QVLN. Title track, American Import. I'm Larry Kay. We are Indigenous in Music.
Time I hear it play, it was on a day like today. All I want in my way, yeah, yeah. Can't help but feel it in my bones, and it just won't leave me alone. Something familiar yet young, I just can't get it off my tongue. Kind of excited to see, I just don't know what it will be. Cause on a day like today, all I want in my way, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
darkness has come. I wanna love you till my days are done. Give me a reason to keep going on. Hey, you're gonna love me, 'cause that's all I want. You know you're fooling me, you know exactly what to say, 'cause on a day like today, all I want is my way, yeah, yeah.
That's music from QVLN, American Import, from Mexico. I'd like to thank my guest, DJ Shub, for stopping by this hour and giving us an update on his new music, new album, War Club. And if you missed part of today's show, always feel free to stop by our homepage, IndigenousAndMusic.com, and check us out. See you soon.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.